getting the HF rig on the air and making some contacts. That's really cool. Yeah, I remember my first one. I heard a guy calling with a foreign accent, and I'm thinking, okay, we'll try this. Kind of scared because it's the first time, you know, talking on the repeaters is one thing, but talking to somebody some other place. And I called out, and he came right back to me. And my first contact with some guy in the Ukraine, and we talked for a couple of minutes and that, and I'm thinking, wow, this is really cool. I got this radio, you know, only 100 watts and a wire strung over my house, and I'm talking to some guy in the Ukraine. So that's a really cool feeling, that's for sure. And, yeah, it's a nasty night out here. We got the Aries training tonight, so I got to go home, grab a quick dinner. I got to throw the computer and power strip and a few other things in the car and head back out here to the airport. So another busy night. Got a busy day tomorrow. I got the day off from work, so that's a good thing, but I got other plans, so it'll be a busy all day long tomorrow, too.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. I also have a busy day tomorrow. Yeah, like I said, I'm going out to Bay City tonight, and then tomorrow, over the weekend, they are going to shut down half of our compute environment for network upgrades. So what does that mean for me? It means that I have to then identify all the work that's happening in Data Center 2 and notify all the users that their jobs are going to die, and they need to do something about that. I probably won't hear back from most people because it is a Friday, and there's a possibility that they have it off, so I will end up having to deal with those jobs. I really wish that I could deal with them much sooner, but that's kind of how our company policy does it. We put out plenty of, advisories telling people, hey, we're doing a thing, be aware, be aware. And I don't know if anybody reads them, to be honest. We send them out when we're having an issue at work. We send them out before we do work. And it's always the same deal. You end up getting tickets from people that didn't read advisories and wondering what's going on. So that's probably what I'll be dealing with all day tomorrow. It will not be fun. Over this weekend, Friday, we'll see how tomorrow goes, because I know they're doing that thing in the city at the zoo. I got a couple emails about it today, so I'm going to, at the very least, I haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in a while, so I don't know, I'll have to play it by ear tomorrow. If I show up to the zoo, then I'll have to go out to eat.